take time to prepare your watercraft before your first spring day out on the water. We're avoiding a frustrating day at the launch ramp next on Western Life Radio. Spring is fast approaching, and Sportsman's Warehouse shares your passion for hiking, fishing, camping, and hunting. If you want to feel at one with nature, this is the place to gear up. Sportsman's Warehouse has the latest in fishing to help you catch the big ones as the ice melts, or get above the inversion with new hiking boots. Their experts combined with a terrific selection truly make Sportsman's Warehouse the great indoors for those that love the great outdoors. Utah born and Utah proud, Sportsman's Warehouse, take it outside.
Put on your helmet, let's go.
But Mom, when will I be old enough so I don't have to wear my helmet? When will I become invincible just like you?
Sweetie, I'm not invincible. I need my helmet too. Anyone can get hurt, no matter how old they are.
Be responsible and set an example when you ride. Accidents do happen. Please remember, nobody is invincible.
Avoid a frustrating day out on the water. Ty Hunter with Utah State Parks and Recreation checks over the watercraft.
Look at taking your boat over to somebody and have a qualified mechanic go through it, give a tune-up, have it looked at, and make sure that it's running properly and you're going to get the optimum performance out of it. You're going to get good fuel economy. If you haven't noticed, our fuel prices are starting to creep up a little slowly, so just make sure that you're getting that bang for your buck when you're putting it in your tank. So I can also put another reminder into that. If you haven't done this, please seek out an ethanol-free fuel station and put ethanol-free fuel in your boat. It will save you a tremendous amount of money over the long haul with that. So next thing is your water pump and thermostat. If you get somebody giving a tune-up, make sure they look at that. Make sure those impellers are in good shape and they're not going to give out on you, and that your thermostat actually properly works so you're not overheating your boat. That's very common in the beginning portions of the year. We get a lot of boats that will overheat or that water pump is not working, those impellers go out. Make sure your fluids are up. If you didn't change your oil in the fall when you put it to bed for the year, change your oil now in your motor. Make sure you don't spill any of that into your bilge area. So cleanliness is very, very important, especially when you're dealing with combustibles, oil, gasoline, such. Make sure your filters. Man, your fuel filter, you should have replaced at least every 100 hours of operation.
Thanks for joining us. May all your days be filled with new adventures. I'm Brian Brinkerhoff.